This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, no surprise, the dorm was haunted. It had once housed German World War II prisoners of war.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. We love to hear your real ghost stories, so you can call in anytime. Share your story with us so we can share it with everybody else. Call 855-853-4802. You can also write in realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show, you can also get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts, even try it 3 days free, or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Hello to my friend Harper.
Hello, y'all.
I love having you back on the show. It's been a long time.
I love being back on the show. It's been forever.
I know. And what's fun is that you and I doing episodes together because I love you so much. I do.
I love you too, Aunt Carol.
Aunt Carol, did you hear that? I love being an aunt. I always say I was put on this earth to be an aunt. I don't have kids.
And look at you now. You are an aunt.
I always say I'm a great aunt, even though I'm really literally not a great aunt yet. I've got an interesting story for us today. And we'll get to it at the end of the story, but it's kind of about sensing ghosts, seeing ghosts, feeling them, so that kind of thing. So I want your input on that. You ready?
Yeah.
I've been listening to y'all for about a year now since I found your podcast on iTunes. I love hearing different experiences and different interpretations of others' experiences. It keeps my day going listening to the interesting stories of others. I can't say I've ever actually had a physical experience where I've been touched, seen things, or experienced undeniably unusual or unexplainable occurrences. I think this next part is really interesting. I grew up in a treehouse. And at first, when I read this story, I was like, a treehouse? Like, a treehouse? But listen to this, the description. I grew up in a treehouse that was settled in the woods, so it was often very dark and quiet from traffic and city lights. For such a young kid, it could be a bit scary at night, and I often would scare myself by the noises, swaying of the house in the wind, and eerie shadows from the surrounding trees in the moonlight.
I would love to live in this treehouse.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it sounds awesome.
Doesn't it?
I would love to be the Wicked Witch of the Forest.
You could freak out all the other kids in their nearby treehouses.
Whoever comes near my treehouse shall lose their tongue.
And it'd be really cool if you got like some kind of megaphone or could sound evil. Ooh. As you shout that out. Get some sound effects behind you. Plant some Bluetooth speakers nearby. I don't know.
That would be wonderful.
There's so many ideas of haunting the forest.
I would love to haunt the forest.
I just think that's so interesting. I've never heard of anyone growing up in a treehouse.
Neither have I, but it sounds amazing. So props to those parents.
Right. Back to the story. Though I would have feelings of being watched at times when I would rush to the other end of a dark hall to turn on a light or be in a room with other people. I can't say I ever experienced anything other than those feelings. As I grew up, remaining in the same house my whole childhood, I became more and more interested in the paranormal, though never experienced anything. I never really sought it out by going to graveyards or anything of that sort, but it did enjoy the stories of famous haunted spots like Gettysburg and local supposed hauntings. In college, it coincidentally happened that I lived in a known haunted dorm, actually in the very room the source of the hauntings had died in. For 2 years I lived in that room, I would experience unusual happenings, but they were the things that could be explained away by a strong skeptic. Like 3 a.m. phone calls with no one on the line, the TV turning on and off in the middle of the night, lots of clanking and creaking. It was a very old dorm room. So I never really thought too much of it or came to the conclusion that I had my ghostly experience. Fast track about 3 more years, I'm in my very last semester of college, and for one of my classes, I took a trip to Ireland. For the first part of the trip, we stayed in an old World War II POW camp that, as I recall, housed German prisoners from war. Since then, it had been turned into a school to promote peace and reconciliation called Glen Cree. It was a bit south of Dublin. We spent about a week and a half there going to lectures, venturing through Dublin, and exploring the local pubs. We did that late night most often.
Say hi to the fellow gingers at the pub for me.
By the way, if anyone could go to Ireland and be assumed she was from Ireland, it's you, Harper.
Yeah, definitely.
You do. You look like someone who's from Ireland.
I do. I really do.
I went to Ireland and people stopped me and asked me for directions. And I'm like, hey, I'm from the States. I have no idea. I'm a tourist. But that would happen to you.
Oh, yeah, it totally would. Like, where is the direction to the old McGregor pub?
It's like, I'm 10. I don't know where the pub is. And I'm not even from here.
2 streets down to the left. And you're gonna find an alleyway. Pennywise will be there.
My Aunt Carol and I just came from there. Oh, okay, let's see, back to this story.
You're gonna pass the sewer, but then if you go down to the sewer, Pennywise will lead you to the pub. Don't worry.
And don't be scared. Wink.
Ginger
wink.
To ginger.
Oh, I love you. Oh, okay. I gotta find my place back in the story. The group of us girls stayed on the 3rd floor, also the top of the building in the middle section of that floor. The boys of the group stayed on the 2nd floor, but at the very end of the building on that floor. The 1st floor was where the offices, laundry room, and lecture rooms were. There was a large stairway, similar to a hospital stairway, that was the only way out of the building, and it allowed entry to each floor. So when us girls would leave, we would have access to the 2nd floor to continue to the top of the building, and the same when going back to our room. The 5 of us girls shared a room with one bathroom. However, on the 2nd floor, there was the typical public bathroom with showers as well. Often when coming back from a late night out at the local pub, we would sneak our way back to our room. Having to pass the 2nd floor, I always found myself sprinting past that floor to get to the 3rd floor as fast as I could, simply because of the incredibly uneasy feeling I would get when passing the 2nd floor. There were a couple of times when I had to resort to using the bathroom on the 2nd floor and absolutely dreaded it. I was instantly reminded of the times when I was younger and had those feelings of something or someone watching me. Every time I was on the 2nd floor for any length of time, I did what I had to do as fast as possible, then got the hell out of there. I never expressed my feelings to anyone else because everyone seemed not to have an issue or felt uncomfortable while staying there. On the very last day we were there, we were saying goodbye to the staff that was so kind to us, and one of the guys, a professor actually, chirped up and asked out of the blue if the building or any of the buildings on the property were haunted. I immediately had my interest piqued. And to my amazement, one of the staff members said, yes, the second floor of the building you stayed in. There have been many sightings of a possible older German soldier lingering around up there. People have also experienced unexplainable noises. I let out a, ah, and thought to myself, that explains it. The guys that had stayed on the second floor vocalized their thoughts. They apparently heard some odd noises while staying there. The rest of the girls, though surprised and slightly freaked out, didn't seem to have had any experiences or weird feelings while passing the second floor. I'm sharing this mostly because I'm interested in hearing your opinion on the matter as far as having feelings of something or someone being there and watching you, though not actually having a physical experience. Or if any other listeners have theories of these feelings. I often hear that people have an eerie feeling and or cold presence before or after they hear or see something, but I've only experienced those odd feelings. Would it simply be a type of sensitivity on a large spectrum of varied sensitivities that people have? I apologize for the length, and I thank you for reading. Hope to hear your thoughts on the podcast. Thanks.
His name is Don. He is a wonderful guy.
Don, the German World War II soldier?
Yep.
I would have thought his name might be, you know, something a little more German sounding, but let's go with Don.
Okay, his name is Don. He's our local directions guy up there in Ireland for the afterlife.
And he's there to just scare people?
Yes, he pretty much is. But he's cool. Don't worry. It's an offer of cheetahs, but then you'll be cool.
Have you ever in your 10 years felt anything weird like that or had any experiences?
I've heard my name being called when no one has called me in that house.
The last house you lived in?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have a physical reaction when I walk in a place where I feel like there's something there. And what happens to me is my heart starts racing. And then I can't breathe very deep at the same time. It's it's a little panicky feeling, is I guess probably what it most would be compared to. That's what I feel. And so the question of, if people have those feelings, oh, yeah, I think a lot of people have those feelings.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who we've traveled a lot together, and we've been places where I'm like, man, that is haunted. And she said, what do you mean? Why do you even say that? Like, to her, it's just another building. And so we've gone places, and I'm like, do you not feel it? Like, I can feel it as strong as it's you're standing there kind of feeling. And she's like, nope, don't feel a thing. So we went to Rome together. Talk about a haunted city, right? There's so many
that
places.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, you would love it, hon. You would love it so much.
It was like Panic Central, but you know.
Yeah, I had a lot of that happen there. Not everywhere, but there was a lot of times. So we went one place, and there was four of us. It's me, my sister, my niece, and her. It's an old church, and for €2, you could go upstairs and visit this kind of crypt place. And I'm like, let's go. So we're the only ones up there. I walked in first. My niece was right behind me. And I walked in, and I was like, whoa. And my heart just started racing. And I think I might have let out a little woo. And my niece walked in behind me, and she says out loud, oh, wow. And I said, you feel it too? And she goes, oh, my God, yes. So then my sister walked in a few minutes later, and Kathy goes, whoa, no. And I'm like, oh, it's real heavy. Then Lynn walks in, and Lynn's like, what are you guys talking about? Like, nothing happened to her at all. So we had a discussion about it over lunch, and then a couple days later, we were in ancient Rome.
Can I go?
You could.
That sounds wonderful.
You and I would be great travel buddies, too, by the way. And so we walk in there, and I didn't
Maybe that's what we should do in the summer. We should go to Rome.
Okay. You got it. If I only had the money. But so we walk in, and I didn't feel it right away. And Lynn turns to me, and she said, remember when you told me that you feel something? She goes, right now my heart's racing really bad. and I'm feeling kind of panicky, and I'm getting a really weird feeling. And what was weird is we walked maybe five steps, and it said there was some information on the wall posted, and they said that they thought that some people had been murdered on that site. So it was right where Lynn was picking up on the feeling. I'm like, oh my God, you really can feel something. So I do think that everybody feels it differently. And I do think there are some people who just don't feel it at all.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of closed down to it. Probably the feelings are more common than people actually seeing or being touched by something. So I think what that person experienced is definitely paranormal experiences.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anything to add to that?
Anything
to add to that other than we need to go to Rome?
We need to go to ancient Rome.
It's all the same place, girl. And then we can go to Rome and maybe we'll do Dublin on the same trip. So I'll start saving today. Deal?
Deal.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.